This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A partial government shutdown is not showing any signs of ending soon as White House and congressional aides work through the weekend to resolve a stalemate over funding for U.S. President Donald Trump's proposed U.S.-Mexico border wall. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
During their second meeting in 3 days here at the White House, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said the president indicated he would keep the government shut down for a long time unless he gets what he wants for border security.
Months or even years.
Minutes later, the president confirmed that, saying the shutdown could end sooner than people think.
But I will do whatever we have to do. If we have to stay out for a very long period of time, we're going to do that.
He says there is an agreement with the Democratic leaders to have their staffs work through the weekend on ending the standoff. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Stock prices rebounded on Wall Street amid signs of strong growth. AP's Warren Levinson.
Stock investors took comfort from a stronger-than-expected monthly jobs report and reassurances from the Federal Reserve Board chairman that the Fed won't race to boost interest rates or dump its huge bond portfolio. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 3.25%, 746 points, to wipe out the losses of a holiday-shortened trading week. Employers added 312,000 jobs in December. There was also a hint of peace in the president's brewing trade war with China. Apple Computer, which lost 10% Thursday and dragged the market down with it, rebounded by more than 4%. The S&P 500 gained almost 3.5%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 4.25%. Warren Levinson, New York.
And a U.S. airstrike in Yemen has targeted Jamal al-Badawi, one of the alleged masterminds of the USS Cole bombing, which killed 17 sailors in the year 2000. A spokesman for U.S. Central Command said the U.S. is awaiting the results of DNA tests before formally declaring al-Badawi.